Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the idea of living off your money and whether or not it's hard. Is this a hard thing to figure out? Does it have to be difficult? When I have interactions with particularly some newer clients, they reference the decumulation phase that will come up in the sometimes the onboarding service. They'll talk about, oh, I am familiar with the accumulation phase, which is when I worked and saved money, but I've been doing this my whole life, spent all this time working and saving money. Now I have to figure out how to live off of it. Not sure how to do this, but the point of this podcast is I don't think this needs to be difficult, even if you're not familiar with it. Conceptually, it's quite simple. First of all, remember how you saved money? You put it away somehow, maybe through your paycheck. In the old days, some of our clients will remember this. You mailed checks to investments. Well, how do you live off the money? Well, you do the opposite of what you did. Instead of sending money somewhere to your investments, you just take it back out. That's how you live off the money. Maybe you do it monthly. Maybe you do it quarterly. You can be flexible on that, but that's what you do. Okay, sounds simple enough. Maybe the second question is, well, how much do you take out? How do I figure that out? Well, how much do you need? That's where we would start. You can figure that out, right? You can even kind of come close on that one. Doesn't have to be perfect. And that calculation doesn't necessarily have to be difficult, but at some point you should probably do this. It will require some work and some effort, but it's really not necessarily that hard to come up with this number. Now, if your plan is just so strong, you don't really need to have a refined budget or expense amount. But if your plan is a little bit tight, then I think you should spend some time figuring out what your expenses are. So that's the second step that you would do. Where am I going to get my money from and how much do I need? But there is more to it than that. And it's easier for me to think about this because I do it every day. But for you, it's your first time, or maybe, you know, maybe not your first time looking into it, but you're thinking about it, you've thought about it in the past. What are some of the other factors that come into this? You might have a pension to evaluate, or Social Security, rental income. These are simply streams of income. They help cover your costs and you can add them up and they represent a value, a source of income for you. And then you have to figure out, well, if I have these income streams coming in, how much more do I need to take out of my investments? As a part of this process too, you got to figure out or give some consideration to what investments you should use. And you have choices from conservative, maybe moderate to more aggressive, higher risk to lower risk. But at this point, it is likely that you have some experience with this, that you have picked some investments before, either through a 401k or retirement plan, or just on your own other types of investments, maybe brokerage accounts, maybe you had money in a bank. Somewhere along the way here, you did have to have some sense of what you were doing. But what you can think about as far as determining these investments and how they fit into your plan, an important consideration is how much volatility or loss are you willing to deal with? And generally speaking, we can conclude, most people can conclude that it's better to have less volatility, less ups and downs in your investments when you're no longer working because you're going to be taking the money down. So what I would say about the investments is try to simplify them, but generally speaking, have less volatility, become more moderate or more conservative. If you're already there, then that's fine. So that's another consideration. Well, health insurance, this could be a tough one, but you've shopped for insurance before, particularly if you're getting a retirement. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've just been provided by your employer. But typically, you've had to at least show up to the office and have some awareness of the role of insurance. So this could be something new. Now, I've been shopping for insurance for 12 years now. And we've been using the exchange. And you can learn how to do this. This is a learnable skill, understanding what it is to have a higher deductible plan and a lower deductible plan. Taxes, they're another consideration. You're going to have some awareness of how taxes affect your distributions. But you're retired. You've probably been doing taxes along the way, or somebody, your spouse has done them with you or for you. You can hire a CPA to do taxes, use an online tax service or tax preparation software to give you some awareness of what your costs might be as you begin to live off of your money. But taxes aren't a new thing. They just may be structured a bit differently in retirement. Here's where you could really get hung up though. Here's where it might seem complicated. And that's the advisory industry. This could be the real challenge for you. Getting advice from someone, a professional, presumably, on how to live off your money can be skewed because they intentionally make it complicated. That's my view. But also skewed by industry practitioners that have a financial incentive to promote an angle on planning or a product. And also to imply that, whoa, you could never figure this stuff out. You need our expertise. Now, you've had to deal with buying products before, some not complicated, some more complicated in your life. And so becoming comfortable in how you talk with industry professionals, I guess I'll say, shouldn't be new at this point in your life when you get to retirement. Now, here's what I would suggest would be the most important question you can ask to an advisory firm or an advisor. And it's not whether or not they are a fiduciary, though that one has gotten a lot of attention the last few years. But I would ask them, how does the decision or the decisions that you make about your money and whether or not to invest in something or not invest in something affect them? If they're promoting a product and you choose not to use it or want to go to a different product, how does that affect them? Being a fiduciary doesn't necessarily mean, and I feel very strongly about this, that there aren't still significant conflicts of interest amongst fiduciary advisors. So I would try to figure out how to, or at least ask an advisory firm. You can send them an email saying, if I go with this product or this product, how does that affect you financially? And that'll give you a better idea of how they may be impacted in promoting certain products. Living off of your money in retirement is your responsibility. And you can be faced with some decisions that you haven't been faced with before. I understand that this can be intimidating and seem challenging, particularly if you have had a bad experience with an advisory firm. But I want to point this out. You can definitely figure this out. It's not going to require you to spend 15, 20 hours to learn more about this. You can learn this information in a shorter period of time, and you can also learn more about this in smaller bits over time. And you will become smart enough to avoid the bigger mistakes that could damage your retirement and feel like you have some control over your plan and your future.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.